All right, so welcome back. This is your host, Danette Everett, with the Black Millennial Podcast. And the first thing I want to ask is, who are you? Because a lot of people start businesses and they don't even know who they are. Not saying necessarily that you're gonna know right off the bat. Sometimes it takes time and, you know, you have multiple businesses before you actually find the answer to that question, but it's okay. So finding who you are before starting a business, you will feel more confident in your entrepreneurship. You will perform better in your work ethic. You will be less likely to keep switching up in businesses, because a lot of people start a business because they see their peers doing well and making good money and, you know, living this lifestyle, but they don't necessarily understand the work and the time that they had to dedicate and what they had to sacrifice to get those results. A lot of times we only see the fruits and not the labor. 9 times out of 10, they're doing well because it's what they like doing. See, when you enjoy what you do, you don't mind spending the time and dedication that it takes to produce results. A true entrepreneur understands that it is not just about money, because you won't last if this is the case. That's what you call a hustle, quick money. And if you're okay with that, you know, I'm cool with that, you know. Entrepreneurship is a timely investment depending on how far you want to take it. I'm saying all of this because you have to understand what you're getting involved in. It's a lifestyle. It's your brand that you represent. It's your time of your life that you're spending. So when you get involved, you want to make sure that you're doing it with intention. Set goals and smash them. When you start a business, you enter into a sector of serving people. And this is something that a lot of people don't understand. This is where customer service comes in. Your client is your number one and you are number two. It is not about you. It is about the service and the experience that you are providing for them. And this determines if you are able to retain that client. Because if that client is not happy, neither are you. Because you're not getting any money in your pocket and you're not producing any results. You're at a standstill. So, retaining clients may involve paying for classes to advance your skills, improving your supplies, traveling, conversation, being able to be a problem solver. When a client is not happy with something, you have to learn how to conversate with them in order to get the job done, in order to satisfy them, in order to solve the issue that they are having. And all of this boils down to knowing who you are, because if you choose what you like, if you choose to do business in what you like, you will be willing to do the work. You will be more willing to do the work. So I also want to touch on, you may ask, well, how do I find myself? Because I don't think a lot of people know how to even embark on finding themselves. And that's something that does take time, but it is doable, of course, and is actually enjoyable. But I want to say that for another time, because I'm going to tie that into another subject, being single. And finding yourself and being okay with it, because, you know, a lot of people are not okay with being single. And it's totally nothing wrong with being single. So, this is your host, Danette Everett. And until next time, peace, love, and happiness.